Hello and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program is bands that Bix listened to during his escapades from Lake Forest Academy. I will have a tribute to Bix by means of a recording from Pee Wee Russell, and by request I will play the 1920 recording of Singing the Blues by Benny Kruger. For the modern musicians, I will turn to a group of British musicians, Norman Thatcher's Ragtime Band. Well, let's start with the bands that Bix listened to during his escapades to Chicago while he was a student at Lake Forest Academy. The band that Bix listened to most often and admired was the New Orleans Rhythm Kings playing at the Friars Inn. But he also stopped by in other night spots to listen to other bands such as Isham Jones, King Oliver, Jimmy Caldwell, Marty Bloom. In today's program, I will focus on the New Orleans Rhythm Kings and Isham Jones. Let's start with the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. The three principal members of the NORK were Paul Maris, George Brunis, and Leon Rapolo. They were boyhood friends in New Orleans and moved north independently from each other. They reunited in 1922 in Chicago and were first known as the Friars Society Orchestra. By 1923, they were known as the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. Some of the members of the orchestra at various times were Jack Pettis, Elmer Schobel, Steve Brown, and Ben Pollack. The New Orleans Rhythm Kings were influenced by the original Dixieland Jazz Band and also by King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band. The New Orleans Rhythm Kings are considered to be better jazz musicians than the original Dixieland Jazz Band musicians, in that the NORK players were jazz improvisers. In particular, Leon Rapolo was apparently a highly original clarinetist. Let's listen to a couple of recordings by the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. In Sodhalter's and Evans' book, there is a short description of the interaction of Bix with the NORK, and I read: Paul Maris had to chuckle at Bix's fervent entreaties to let him sit in during the late evening at Friars Inn when the band was beginning to tire. He kept pestering us to play Angry because it was the only one of our numbers he knew well at the time, the trumpeter said. Elmer Schobel, pianist with the orchestra, was emphatic in his recollection that the musicians had decided reservations about Bix's as yet unformed style. He didn't work out with the groups that well, Schobel said. We'd let him sit in occasionally for a number, but we didn't encourage him. Well, then let's listen to Angry, recorded by the New Orleans Rhythm Kings on July 17, 1923. And this will be followed immediately by Jelly Roll Morton's composition, Wolverine Blues, recorded on March 12, 1923. Thank you. it's a pretty good early jazz, isn't it? In the recording of the Wolverine Blues, in addition to Paul Maris on cornet, George Brunis on trombone, and Leon Ropolo on clarinet, we had Mel Stitzel on piano and Ben Polak on drums. The recording of Angry had more musicians. According to Brian Rost, Jack Pettis on C melody sax and Don Murray on clarinet or tenor sax, Bob Gillette on banjo. Let's turn now to Isham Jones. Isham Jones was born in Walton, Ohio in 1894 and died in Hollywood, Florida in 1956. He studied piano and saxophone in Chicago and led various bands in Chicago in the early 20s. By the mid-20s, Isham Jones had achieved quite a bit of success and went to New York and played in London. In between 1926 and 1936, Isham Jones and his orchestra toured around the country and recorded prolifically. Isham Jones was a songwriter, and among his best songs are Swinging Down the Lane, I'll See You in My Dreams, and It Had to Be You. Well, let's listen to a couple of sides by Isham Jones and his orchestra. I will first play Ma, and this will be followed by My Sunny Tennessee. Both of these were recorded in September or October of 1921, and I remind you that Bix already at that time was at Lake Forest Academy. So here is Isham Jones.
Thank you.
Except for the quality of the sound, this is what Bix heard when he went to see the Isham Jones Orchestra at the College Inn in the Sherman Hotel. The cornet player there was Lupa Nico, and I'll have a little something to say about him a little later. Let's turn now to Pee Wee Russell and his tribute to Bix. Charles Ellsworth Pee Wee Russell was born in St. Louis in 1906 and died in Alexander, Virginia in 1969. In the early 1920s, Pee Wee played with Jack Teagarden in Texas. In 1925 and 26, Pee Wee played with Bix and Tram in St. Louis. 1927, Pee Wee moved to New York, and he there first recorded with the Red Nichols. Pee Wee was one of the musicians in the last two recording sessions of Bix's, the September 8, 1930 session that brought us the immortal I'll Be a Friend with Pleasure, and the September 15, 1930 session with Hoagie Carmichael. A few months ago, I was a high bidder in an eBay auction of an album of 378s by Pee Wee Russell Jazz Ensemble. The ensemble is made up of Vic Dickinson on trombone, Cliff Jackson on piano and cornet, Bob Casey on bass, and Joe Grauzo on drums. One of the records in the set is Since My Best Gal Turned Me Down, and on the label, just above the title, the phrase A Tribute to Bix is printed. So here is Pee Wee Russell's tribute to Bix, Since My Best Gal Turned Me Down. Well, that's what I call Dixieland revival, typical, from the 1940s. Well, a reader of the Bixography website recently wrote in the forum asking about recordings of Singing the Blues prior to Bix and Tram seminal recording. The reader pointed out that a piece of Singing the Blues was first introduced in 1920 by the original Dixieland jazz band in their recording of Margie, and wanted to know when it was first recorded as an independent theme. As far as I know, it was recorded first by Nora Bays in August of 1920, and 2 months later, in October of 1920, it was recorded by Eileen Stanley and by Benny Kruger's Melody Syncopators. So here is the first orchestral recording of Singing the Blues. This is Benny Kruger's Melody Syncopators, October of 1920, Brunswick, number 2066, side B. Was an interesting rendition of Singing the Blues, almost 7 years before the classic recording by Frankie Trumbauer with Bix. I want to play one more recording from Isham Jones. This is Wabash Blues, recorded in September or October of 1921. This is mentioned in Sodhalder and Evans' Bix Men and Legend, and I read... One time, Sid Stewart accompanied Bix on one of his nocturnal expeditions. They hit the Friars, then headed for the College Inn in the Sherman Hotel, where the Isham Jones Orchestra featured Louis Panico, an 18-year-old trumpeter with an advanced concept, who had already created a considerable stir with his composition, Wabash Blues. After an early beginning as a hot man, Panico later succumbed to commercial temptation and became a specialist in muted gimmicks and technical tricks. Stewart and Bix sat there for hours and just listened. We thought it was just wonderful, and it quickly became clear to me, this is Sid Stewart, that Bix was destined to a career in professional music. It was as inevitable as death. Well, let's listen then to Wabash Blues. This is Brunswick number 5065 side B, and I read from the label, it says for dancing, and it says Wabash Blues, Foxtrot, Meinken, Isham Jones Orchestra, Laughing Cornet, Louis Panico. Modern musicians, I will turn today to Norman Thatcher's Ragtime Band. I will play one cut from their Jazz Crusade CD number 3028 entitled What Do You Want Me to Do? This was recorded in 1997 at the Bull and Barnes in England. The band is a quintet. It consists of Norman Thatcher on trumpet, John Ware on reeds, Hugh Crozier on piano, Sarah Roof on banjo, and Steve Davis on tuba. I would like to read a little piece from the liners written by Big Bill Bissonette, and it goes like this. I love Bix. I've never met anyone who knows his ass from a hole in the ground about jazz who doesn't. There are only a few American jazzmen who try today to recapture that elusive Bix tone, and it is interesting that perhaps the two most copied tonal shadings in traditional jazz are Bix and Bunk. Two musicians, so different, yet so similar, if you know what I mean. Yet here is this man in England, and he's referring to Norman Thatcher, who can and has assimilated both into his playing. This is one well-rounded musician. This CD has several of Bix's classic recordings, such as Sorry, I'm Coming Virginia, Dardanella, Louisiana, but I'm going to play a rag from this very nice CD. It is That Teasing Rag. This is Norman Thatcher's Ragtime Band. That's a nice mellow stuff coming from Norman Thatcher's trumpet, isn't it? Very nice band from England. Well, let's get back to Bix now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks on WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.